Welcome to That's My Personal Business, where we are pulling back the curtain on all things personal, all things business, and all things in between. Every Monday, we're hopping into your headphones to help you skip the learning curve by hearing from industry professionals, including myself. I am a destination wedding photographer turned business coach who now gets to lead hundreds of creative entrepreneurs in building lives of artistic growth, wealth, and freedom. And now it's time for you to do the same. Guys, welcome back to another episode of That's My Personal Business. We are talking all things branding today because obviously it's branding month. Calling All Brands is back. For those of you that don't know, Calling All Brands is our like fan favorite course. It is all about how to build a personal and intuitive brand. And it has some of my favorite reviews of any course that we've ever put out. It's not as charting as the Artificial Light course, but it's close. And it's just like one of my favorite courses. I know you can't pick favorite children, but it's really close to being my favorite child. So I'm going to read you guys a review so that you can learn a little bit about Calling All Brands. So from one of our clients, they said, if you are a business owner who feels like it's impossible to stand out in your field, Calling All Brands is the answer you've been looking for. I felt lost. I was trying to be like other successful people around me, and I felt miserable trying to post content and create marketing that didn't align with what I loved. Eden does an amazing job of teaching you how to harness the power you already have and turn it into a brand that is just as unique as you are. Taking this course feels like a therapy session with your best friend. In doing the work, I discovered things about myself and created a personalized brand that acts as a magnet to my ideal customers. If you are looking to cultivate an audience of people who truly care about you and the products you offer, this course is a no-brainer. Eden created a course that is just as fun as it is productive, and it has fundamentally changed the way I think about branding. If I could invest in one piece of education this year, I would choose Calling All Brands every time. I'm sorry. Best review ever. I literally should have it framed in my house. So if you want to feel the same and you want to start building a brand that attracts your ideal clients like a magnet, we have linked the Calling All Brands link for you down below. You can get started for as little as $99. So there's like literally no reason to not get started. Okay. So anyway, yeah, obviously to celebrate Calling All Brands being back, we're talking branding this month. And we are talking about branding a little differently than normal because in case you've missed the first two episodes, your brand is you. And in order for you to have a successful brand, you need to be in a good place. And so we're kind of talking about how to take care of yourself alongside taking care of your brand and producing your brand. And so the first episode, we talked about how to run your brand when your mental health sucks. Last week, we had an amazing episode with Amy Green Smith, talking about a plethora of things from, you know, standing up for yourself, being a people pleaser, how to make sure that your brand is you and you speak to your values. It's an amazing episode. Go listen to the previous two episodes if you haven't already. But today we're going to be talking like nitty gritty brand strategy and like what branding is, how it works, how to communicate it, as well as going through rapid fire the questions that you guys asked about branding on my Instagram. So I'm incredibly excited. So let's start by defining what a brand really is, because it's so much more than just a logo or a name. It is the heart and soul of your business. And it is your heart and soul. It's you. Like, I think it sounds so simple, but I'm like, if you take anything from this episode today, it should be that you ask yourself, how can I make my business more of a reflection of me? How can I make my business feel more like me, more like my values? How can I make people feel like they're getting to know me as a person when they're involving themselves with my business? It should encapsulate everything from your mission statement to the emotions you want your customers to feel when they interact with your products or services. So that's what a brand is. Like, point blank, easy peasy, simple. That's what a brand is. Then, so like, think of that as a foundation. Like, think of it like a house. That's the foundation. Then we have these other pillars that uphold the house that come out of the foundation that the brand impacts. So like, one of those things is visual identity. This is what people always think of when they think of branding, right? They think of logos, color schemes, typography. Those things are great. Those things are important. Like, let me be so clear. Once you have the budget for those things, you absolutely should invest in them, which, by the way, come talk to us at Amara, the agency. We do logos and branding, and we'll link that for you in the show notes. But It's worth investing in. I wouldn't say it's number one, though. Like, if you have a budget to invest in your business, I would invest in like a piece of education or something first before I invest in a logo. Or number one thing that you should be investing in is your website. I can't talk about this enough, but that is a conversation for another day. You need to have a website. It needs to be professional. That is the home for your business. Anywho, then when you get to visual identity, this is like your first impression tool and also how people are going to remember you visually. So, think about like signature branding and logos like the McDonald's Golden Arches. Like you see that, you think of McDonald's. That's how a logo and visual identity work with the brand. And what's important is that this logo should make you feel the things that your brand is, right? So, like going back to the essence of branding, the emotions that we want our customers to feel, our audience to feel, our values, how we interact with people, what we want our brand to be, the logo should remind them of that. And so that's when you have to start with that foundation of what a brand is, what your values are, what you want to bring into the world through your business and brands, your why. All of that information needs to be communicated through your logo. Like it needs to make sense. So if you're like a really easy breezy, beautiful, beachy brand that wants to help people feel relaxed and feel calm, having a bold sans serif in bright red probably isn't going to make the most sense for your brand, right? We're going to probably expect some neutrals, maybe some blues, some greens, some calming colors. We're going to bring in color theory to make sure that they're colors that make people feel calm, relaxed, like they're on a beach. All of that good stuff. So make sure that you start with that foundation. That's going to bleed into things like your visual identity. After that, you're going to work on crafting your perfect brand voice. So your brand voice is how you communicate with your audience. So this is where you need to decide, like, how do I talk as a human being? Like, how do I interact with my friends and family? Like, what does that look like, right? I, as a person, which you can probably tell from the podcast, I'm pretty blunt. I like giving it to my friends and family straight. I like encouraging them. I'm kind of like a blunt cheerleader. Like, I'm gonna give it to you straight, but I'm also gonna be like your biggest fan, your biggest cheerleader. You can do this. Quit your corporate job, girly. Let's go. Like, let's start a new business. And so that's my brand voice. That's how I talk to my clients because that's how I talk in general and normal. And that's why it's natural for me to have the brand that I do, is because it's just me as a person. And I know you're gonna get so sick of hearing this, but like that really is what it comes down to, is like, how can I show up in a way that is natural to me? Because that is how I'm going to connect with my clients best. And that's what my dream clients, those clients that I want to connect with, that's what they're looking for. And you're going to repel people who are not for you and attract the people that are. So whether your brand tone slash your tone, you as a person, your tone are professional, playful, somewhere in between, maybe you're Gen Z, maybe you're Gen X, maybe you're a millennial. Like, I want you to identify the ways that you speak as a person, and then bring that into your brand voice so that you have this blueprint of how you're supposed to show up and talk to your audience, because consistency is going to be the key thing here. We don't want to, again, say we have this easy, breezy, beautiful, beachy. I don't know why that's the example I'm going for, but like, easy breezy, beautiful, beachy brand. And our tone is really harsh and regimented and bold and like no bullshit. Like that doesn't make any sense. That's going to be super, super jarring. You're going to want to talk softly. You're going to want to be smooth. You're going to want to be relaxing. You're going to want your brand tone. And I'm assuming you as a human are just like calmer. And you make people around you feel calm and relaxed. And that's what your brand voice is going to be like. So, again, coming back to who am I? Who am I naturally? How do I speak? And how can I now bring that into my business so that it's consistent across all planes? The next part that your brand shows up as is like your brand awareness. So, like, how does your brand communicate and show up online? And what you again need to ask yourself is like, how can I show my personality? Like, how can I treat my Instagram like a public let's like say like a FaceTime with my friends. Like, how can I make them feel like they're talking to me, they're interacting with me, they're getting to know me as a human being and my why behind my business, right? Go back to those values, go back to the why, go back to, how you want to make them feel. How can you make them feel those things? Is it tips and tricks? Is it sharing more about yourself? Is it giving insight into what your client process looks like? Because that's the next step, by the way, is client process. But like, I want you to get very serious in letting your audience get to know you as a human being and get to know what you're like and why you're passionate about your business. Like, why did you start this business in the first place? That should be one of the easiest things for them to figure out by going onto your platform is like what your why is, what you're all about, and like why they should work with you over everyone else in the industry that probably does something very similar on paper. Right? Like, there's a billion business coaches. There's a billion wedding photographers. There's no one that does it quite like me because I do it like myself. And spoiler alert, there's no one like me, right? There's no one like you. It's like the Dr. Seuss quotes about, how there's no one like you. I can't remember the quote off the top of my head. It literally just disintegrated as soon as I tried to quote it to you. But there's no one like you. That is your superpower. And so, if you make your brand a reflection of you, there's not going to be anyone like your brand. And in a sea of photographers, videographers, brand designers, wedding planners, whatever it may be, you have this beautiful opportunity to set yourself apart from the competition by being yourself and bringing yourself into your marketing platforms, bringing yourself into your marketing strategy. That is how you build brand awareness that is really true to your brand and who you are. Now you're going to think of your customer experience, right? This is another way that our brand shows up. So I want you to think about those values. I want you to think about that why. And then I want you to lay out every step in your client experience and ask yourself, how can I make them feel more blank within this client experience? What would make them feel more relaxed? What would make them feel more calm? But what would make them feel these brand values within their client experience? Because that's only going to further the brand trust and further your referrals. Okay, so there's a little crash course on what branding is. And now we are going to make our way through questions about what branding is, how it works, all of that good stuff. Okay, how to not feel like your brand is your whole personality when you love your job. Okay, this is such a good question. And I think the best way to think of it is that, like, your brand should be entirely you. You should not entirely be your brand. Like, those are two very, very different things. Your brand should be a perfect representation of you. However, it's the parts of you that you get to choose, right? So, like, a great example of this is like, I have a very strict not showing my friends and family on my business page rule. And that's because I've had bad experiences in the past where like people were just like following and like commenting on like my siblings' stuff and they were minors and it freaked me out and I hated it. Or they were like following all my friends. I really didn't like it. It felt like a huge invasion of my personal life. And so you probably haven't noticed, but like I never talk about really my friends or family on the podcast or on my Instagram or on my socials. I never show what I do with my friends and family. The only way that you see a friend is if I like met them through the industry and like they're an industry friend. That's the only time I share my friends and family. And so like that's such a huge chunk of who I am and my personality and my life that is just like not included in my business. My business is so me. It's entirely me, but I am not entirely my business. There are parts of my life, there are parts of me that just will never get shown on the business. And that's because I've created those boundaries. And so the best piece of advice that I would have when you're like having a hard time kind of blending those lines is like, how can I set up boundaries to make sure that my business is a representation of me without me becoming a representation of my business? Up next, someone asked ways to up-level brand messaging to attract ideal and paying clients. So one of my favorite things that I just truly don't think people share enough are reviews, because especially reviews that speak to your brand values. So again, you have these brand values that you've laid out, these things that, your why, what's important to you, why is it important to you, how you want to make your clients feel. And then go through your reviews and see which reviews speak to that and share those reviews constantly. Like, there is nothing more powerful than a review, because I can tell you all day long how good I am at my job, why you should hire me, why you should purchase from me. But, like, you're not gonna fully trust me at the end of the day. I benefit from you purchasing from me, like 100%. Like, you trust me, I hope. I would assume so if you're listening to the podcast. Like, you do trust me, but, like, you know who you're gonna trust more? Someone who has nothing to gain by speaking up about my business. And that's what a review is. And so, when you are wanting to up level your brand trust to attract more ideal clients and paying clients, share reviews that speak to your brand values, because that's one of the most powerful brand messaging tools that you have. Okay, next question is, what do you do if you want to venture out creatively in terms of style? I love this question because I think brand is ever evolving as our styles change, as we change. My brand is very different, not too different, but like different than it was several years ago. It's bolder, it's brighter, it's more colorful. Really, what you need to ask yourself in terms of like what you communicate is like, what do I want to book versus what is just pure experimentation? So, if you are venturing out stylistically and creatively and you do want to book more of that work, share it. Like, you are only going to book what you put out there. And so, if you are wanting to venture out and create something new, share that, please, if you want to book it more. If you're just experimenting for experiment's sake and you're like not sure if you love it, you're not sure if you want to book it yet, you're venturing out, but it's more for the sake of experimentation than anything, don't share it, right? My one thing that I will say is like, as your style changes and as you change, you should always be given, like, if your service or your offerings or your products change, right? So, like, let's use, for example, you're a photographer, you're changing your editing. You always need to deliver to the client what they signed up for. So, if they hired you while your editing style was one thing and now you've changed it to another, you need to deliver that original editing style. Like, that is what's ethical. And so, same thing with like coaching. Like, if someone signs up during a coaching program and the coaching program looks like blank, like number one, we'll call it number one. If you change it to number two, you still need to deliver number one to that person rather than number two. Like, you should always be delivering what was agreed upon when they hired you. All right, someone asks, my biz captures families, branding, and events. Do I start separate Instagrams? I personally would say yes. Branding clients aren't going to want to look at families, and families aren't going to want to look at branding clients. And so it is a lot of work to upkeep multiple Instagrams, but I think of it as like extra advertising. Like, I get more space and more opportunity to have eyes on my work in a way that's truly aligned because I have these multiple Instagrams that aren't confusing people. As soon as you confuse someone, you are going to lose that brand trust. And that's the thing that we ultimately want to build more than anything. So I would have different Instagrams if you guys are trying to pursue multiple types of businesses or brands. How do you keep your brand afloat during poor mental health periods? Go listen to episode number one of this month if you haven't already. That is what the entire episode is about, like what to do when your mental health sucks. Would you say it takes time to build a brand, or can you do it at the beginning? You should build a brand as soon as you build a business, because it's such a key part of like why you're gonna get hired and like why you're gonna get hired above your competition, other than pricing. And if pricing is the only reason you're going to get booked over someone else, that means you're just like underbidding people, and that's a quick race to the bottom. So, like, yes, it takes time to build a brand, and a brand is ever evolving, it's ever changing, it's ever growing, but like, there's no too soon to build a brand. You should do it as soon as you start your business. You should have an idea of what your brand is, what your values are, and how you're going to communicate them to your audience. Okay, next question is, how to know when an actual rebrand slash new website would be worth it? I think this is a great question. And two, I would say when your current brand logos, website are no longer a representation of what you're trying to book and it feels confusing. Like, if it feels confusing to your audience to see your work within a certain website or your work next to a certain logo or anything like that, it's time. As soon as confusion enters the room, again, we're losing clients. We don't ever want them to feel confused. So if that opportunity is arising where confusion might be happening, it's time to go. My brand is really fun and bubbly. How do I make that read as professional? Oh my gosh, I love this question because I would like to think I wouldn't say that like my brand is bubbly, but it's fun and it's bold and it's colorful. And I remember my ex-husband once told me it was unprofessional, which is hilarious and is not the case. Your brand can absolutely be fun and bubbly and colorful and still be professional in the way that you communicate. And so to me, unprofessional is like slow and poor communication, not having clear boundaries, a poor client experience, blah, 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 blah. Like all of those things make something unprofessional, not the aesthetic or the style or the brand. And so I would just focus on making sure that all of those things are locked down and they're branded and they're consistent because that's what's going to make your business feel professional. But there's no style or anything like that that is necessarily quote unquote unprofessional. And if someone thinks it is, they're just probably not your ideal client. And it's like truly that simple. Best way to convey your brand and values on a daily basis, show up. Show up and talk about things that are important to you. I think that's like another thing that like I find mind-blowing is the amount of business owners I talk to where they're like, I don't want to talk about political things, or I don't want to talk about gay rights, or I don't want to talk about the election, blah, 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 whatever it may be. Like it's unprofessional. No, it's not. It's a reflection of your values. And like when you're working with clients you love, it's because you value the same things. And so you want to speak up on the things that you value in order to work with people that you have those things in common with. Like, I don't want to work with someone that isn't passionate about gay rights, that isn't passionate about Black Lives Matter, that isn't passionate, you know, like I don't want to work with those people. Like, those people probably have other values that are very against mine, and we're probably not going to get along that well. So I don't want their money. I want to talk to people that like I get along with as human beings and that we have things in common with. So like, speak up about things that are important to you. Share reviews, share them so often. Share the parts of your life that share the same values as your business. I think that's like, for example, I talk about therapy a lot, and that's because like, one, I'm passionate about it and I'm really passionate about like getting rid of the stigma. But like another aspect of that is that a huge value of mine is like working on yourself to like improve your life, and therapy is a huge avenue and conduit for that. And so like when I'm talking about therapy, you may not even realize it, but I'm building my brand trust with you by speaking about something that has the same values as my brand. Okay. And then someone asked, can we brand if we've just begun or wait to develop a style? I would say similar to like what I said before, like develop it as soon as you can, as soon as you can, because it's going to be one of your greatest selling points. Someone said, my branding can't keep up with my price increases. What do I do? So, anytime that you're not booking at your new pricing, there's usually an issue between your actual value and your perceived value. So, if you're increasing your prices, I would say that like your brand needs to, it does need to keep up with your price increases. Like if you're going to up level your pricing, you also need to up level your brand. And that doesn't mean that you'll have to get a new website, a new logo, a new whatever, a new brand package, but it just means that like you need to be working on that trust and connection just as much as you're raising your prices, because that's the reason people are going to work with you, is because they love your work. They love you. They love what you do. They love why you do it. Otherwise, they would go with a different, you know, let's say photographer, designer, whoever it may be. And so, as you want to raise your prices, keep working on that brand. I think I understood that question correctly, but if not, please feel free to come back with more questions. But that is all the questions that we had come in for today. And yeah, I hope you guys found this episode helpful. I hope you found the Q&A helpful. I'm so excited for you to listen to next week's episode. It is absolutely amazing with yet another Amy. And we are talking about divine feminine, divine masculine, really finding ourselves and finding balance. And it's a extremely beautiful episode that I'm incredibly happy to share with you. So stay tuned for next week. Subscribe if you haven't already. If you can, please leave us a review. Share this episode if you found it helpful. Tell your friends, all of that good stuff. And don't forget that the links for Becoming and Calling All Brands are for you in the show notes. So I love you guys. I mean it, and I will see you later.